Bobby Talking Ish is brought to you by Anchor.f, where is the easiest way to start your own podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for being here with us. This is Bobby Talking Ish podcast, episode number 4. I'm your man, Bobby, one half of the team. The second half of the team is the man, the myth, the legends. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's me. This is other minutes-ish. What's going on, Ish? How you feel, man? What's going on?
Everything is love, G, you know? Peace and blessings to all. Hope everybody's safe. And, you know, it's just got to get it right, man. You know, a lot of shit going on. Sports still can't get the shit right. It's a real life shit going on, you know. It's real out here right now, you know. For Father's Day weekend, you know, I think we got a nice special show for the fans, yeah?
Yeah, of course, man. It's the first day of summer, man. It's a summer equinox. It's the first day of summer right now.
You're going to hear a lot of fireworks, you know, getting close to the 4th of July, you know.
Yeah. Hope everyone loves fireworks because fireworks means independence, you know, the freedom of people, you know, everything else. You know, so Father's Day weekend, it's an important show for us. You know, and I was watching some things because we're not going to talk about baseball anymore because baseball is just in shambles right now. They're in shambles right now, and I am so disappointed in what's going on right now because they can't come to grips for 10 games. So 10 games is like, okay, 10 games. The players are going to get prorated salaries, and it's just not going to be the same thing, man. So you know what? In my mind, I'm like, all right, just forget it. I'm going to watch old school games. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But also, I'm going to watch some movies. So Ish, man. So I'm watching movies. And I'm watching old school mafia flicks, man.
Ooh,
so
that's classic shit right there, man.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. You know, so I'm watching things from back in the day too, man. You know, I'm not talking about black and white movies. Those were cool though too. I was brought up on those things. Those are very, 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 you know. Those are priceless movies.
Yeah.
But as far as the top 5 mafia movies go, what are your top 5?
Wow.
Because that's a loaded question I just gave you. That's a loaded question, man. So you have
that's almost like a trap question, really.
Well, that's on you, man. You got the floor. So take your time on this. Take your time on this, and just. Was it top 5? Tell me top 5. All
right, boom, boom. Everybody know number 1 is Godfather 2. That's number 1. Probably, I would say about maybe 90% of the fans. Probably there's some debate that people might think otherwise. Probably Godfather number 1 is probably number 2. You know what I mean? They go neck and neck. Now, number 3, that's an iffy one, man, because there's a lot of great ones, but... I would say maybe Bronx Tale number 3.
Okay.
There's a lot of history, a lot of lessons, you know, in that flick. They all taught you something, you know.
It's the Bronx too. It's the Bronx too, man. It's the Bronx.
It's the
you
Bronx.
Know?
The Bronx. Yeah. No question. Yeah. Number four is hard. Number 5, man. Damn. I would throw Donnie Brasco in there. Donnie Brasco, I thought, was a good movie.
It was good.
I thought, you know, I'm not going to front. I don't co-sign none of that snitching shit, but it gave you a visual of how they were moving back then. And I thought it was interesting, you know?
Well, I mean, Donnie Brasco was good because it gave you, you know,
inside life of
that cop, you know, that police officer that delved deep into that life that he went into, where he was almost part. Well, he was part of the mafia.
Yo, they were gonna crown him. I heard. You heard? It was like one step. Yo, they wanted. He was in there. Like he finessed them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean that's what happens, and that's what happened. He got in, and the entire system just crumbled. Basically, it crumbled. Yeah, so it was like, wow, really? Like, how do you have this guy come into our life of Omerta, and this guy crumbles us all down? Like, this guy is crazy. Like, so it goes back to where, you know, it goes back to where you have, like, you know, two friends that come in, that come together, where two friends come together, and it's like, okay, this is my man, I vouch for him. This is my man, but I let him in, and he's fraudulent. He's fraudulent.
He's playing both sides.
Yeah. So who's your five?
And my five is a tough one, bro, because I love Scarface. You know, I even though it's not really a mob, but it included drugs, and it had a lot to do with cartels and shit. But I would put Casino, I guess, number five.
Ooh, okay. That's a good movie, man. That's a good movie.
Casino. Yeah. Out. Pesci, he stole the show. You know what I'm saying? It just seems every character he plays it good. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the other guys too, but Pesci stood out in that Casino flick, you know?
Hey, man. Pesci and Casino is a great flick. I love that flick. It's a great flick, man. But, yo, they remember the time when they buried him in the backyard in like the cornfields, when they beat him, and they beat him and his brother in the cornfields in the ditch. They put him in the ditch, you know. Yeah. So it was like, whoa, boy, that was not good. That was not good.
That's the way. That's, you know, that's the way how that go. That's how
that's,
that ended.
That's
for
what
him,
you get.
Know?
That's what you get. Right. That's what you get. Live by it. Die by it.
I'm saying, you know, he was moving way too reckless. You know what I'm saying? Let me just leave it at that. You know, you gotta play by the rules, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once you start breaking the rules on your own strength, without the higher ups co-signing that shit, you're just digging yourself your own grave. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a threat. They can't control you. You know what I'm saying? He was a hothead. And you got to deal with them, you know, certain ways. You know, what you thought about the last movie that just came out with the Irishman? How you thought about that? I thought it was way too long. And they sugarcoated through a lot of the shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know,
they had a lot of great cast of characters, though, I must say. You know, it was star-studded, you know? But I just thought, I don't know, it just...
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was a Martin Scorsese film, you know, and, you know, he filmed that. So anytime Martin Scorsese comes on, you got to watch it because, you know who's coming on. It's either the Pacino or De Niro or DiCaprio, one of them guys. They're all coming on this stuff. So it was star-studded, you know?
No question.
But The Irishman, yeah, it was very long, very long. I thought of it as, you know, it wasn't really a true story, as they said, because there are a lot of things that, you know, I've read before that aren't really in that picture. So I can't say that they aren't, you know, whether it's true or not, I don't know. You know, no one knows. You know, Hoffa, you know, Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa, no one knows Jimmy Hoffa. You know, Jimmy Hoffa, yeah, we can find him underneath, you know, Giant Stadium. You know,
yeah, that's the rumor,
him.
Allegedly. That's
yeah,
what they
yeah.
say.
So you know where it goes. So it goes in a lot of different ways, and it goes in a lot, you know, in a lot of different proportions.
Yeah, but the movie was just for entertainment. You know, they gotta make it a lot of Hollywood. You know,
well, the movie in itself, I thought was kind of, I don't know, man. It was okay in my mind. I'll give it a 50-50. I'll give it, you know, out of a 10, I'll give it a 5. Seven,
okay.
Maybe. Seven, maybe. I'll give it a 7.
Okay. Okay, you think they waited too long to drop this? Maybe if they would have dropped it like 10, 15 years ago.
Well, there was so much build up to that movie. There was so much build up to that movie, I think that's what happened.
The build up with the cast.
Yeah.
Just like a letdown.
Yeah. And it kind of was, man. I agree with you on that one. It was a big letdown.
Dude, the movie was longer than Titanic, bro. Like, come on now. You know what I'm saying? you sitting there for hours. After a while, once you pull out your phone, it's over. It's over. It's a wrap. You know what I mean?
Listen, if you're in a movie theater, sitting there and watching this movie for 4 hours, it's like, oh, my God. Like, at the end, it was like, all right, enough. Enough already.
And they gave you like a blurred picture. They didn't give you you know what I mean? They never gave you that.
They
can't, you know what I mean? There's still people probably that are alive that put them in danger, you know what I'm saying? So they gotta make it Hollywood for the movie, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. And also for the listeners who don't know, is that my man is just live right now in a Fireworks Central.
Oh, no question, yo. I'm live right now. Undisclosed location, but it's in the streets. And we're getting close to the 4th of July, man. You know, people are excited, man. They got fireworks.
Hey, it's Father's Day weekend. Father's Day weekend, man. Father's Day weekend.
No question, yo. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Yep.
You know, holding it down, you know, that's probably the most important job any man could have.
Without a doubt.
So yo, what's your top five?
I was just gonna say that
you missed the movie, you missed the fucking Albert Ebert, whatever the fuck the name is, fucking critic over here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hit me off. Let me see.
All right, so I'm gonna say something like this, man. I'm gonna put you on. All right, so I agree with you with top one. Top one, I agree with you with that. That's top one. Godfather Part Two.
But you want to elaborate why it's part one? Like, you just thought it was...
No, part two is because it tells you the story of the entire system on how it goes. So that's
copy.
That's copy.
So one was like when they were little before the system.
It was, yeah. And then part two goes because part two is like, okay, this is how we setting things up. We're getting it back down. This is how we setting up, all right? So Michael Corleone, he comes up, boom, boom, boom. That's why it's dope, man. You guys got to watch it. If you haven't seen it, you got to watch it.
Great flick.
It sets a tone on why systems are set up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why.
If everything runs correctly... Everything should be smooth sailing.
Yeah, of course. But that's why you need a boss, second boss, third boss, and then
soldiers.
And that's it. So my number two was Goodfellas.
Gotcha.
Goodfellas was a great flick, man. Great. Yo, Goodfellas was an awesome flick, man. Like, it shows you everything from a snitch standpoint, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it brings you back to where he's brought up to where, you know, he's brought up to be that guy. He's that guy.
I got you.
He's that guy, you know what I'm saying? So... that guy becomes the head of a crew to be commands. He's commanding. And now he's becoming, you know, a dope fiend or a coke fiend, whatever it is. And then boom. And now he's snitching on everybody.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So, all right. So my third is Mean Streets.
Ooh, you went back. You went back in the archives, G.
Yeah, Mean Streets. 1970, 1971 or 73, I believe. 73.
Wow.
Robert De Niro, Harvey Keitel. In that movie, there was some young thugs, some young kids coming up, some young thugs trying to come up. make a name for themselves within whatever system they was in. And it was a great film, man. You know, it was a great film. It was very, very good. It was very good. It was really cool, man. You know, like I want to put Scarface in my top five, bro. I want to put Scarface in my top five.
Me too, yo. Me too. I thought the same shit, but you know, it's just is it technically a mob movie? I don't think so. Is it?
I mean, yeah, of course it is.
It focuses on him and his rise from nothing and how he got through. But
yeah, I mean, listen. You know, if you want to go back in a day, go back in a day. And I said in the beginning, and I said, yo, no black and white movies. But now I'm going to backtrack on myself and say, yo, black and white movies. Yo, Angels with 30 Faces. Oof. Bring that back. Watch that movie. You see that
shit? That shit ain't even a movie, bro. That shit is a digital a film. Like the shit, the projector film, yo.
You gotta find it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Angels with Dirty Faces. You gotta find that, bro. You gotta find that. Because
yeah, that's what's up, though. That's a nice nugget. I never heard of that.
And that starred James Cagney. I believe it was Humphrey Bogart was in that movie, too.
Ooh, my man's official, bro.
I believe that. I think it was. I might be wrong. If the listeners say I'm wrong, then yo, tell me I'm wrong. Then I will fix it, you know. But also, all right, that's four. So five, my five is. Oh, okay. Who's my five? Let me see. Who's my five?
That's a lot of great flicks to pick. It should be easy, bro.
Nah, man, it's not that easy.
You're gonna leave somebody out. That's how it goes, baby.
It's gonna be a black and white movie too. It's gonna be one of them things too.
All right, bro, you're putting our listeners to sleep right here. Let's go.
No, I mean, listen, bro. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, but it's gonna be all right. I say, Scarface. Fuck it, Scarface. All right, top five. All right, Scarface. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Scarface. Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
It was just a little different. That Scarface joint. If they would have just did like a black image, like the way the Sopranos ended. You know what I'm saying? It just for your imagination. You know. Instead of bodying him and letting him show he was laying in the pool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
But I get it. I get the story, the concept. That's just how the story.
But the point was, yeah, but, you know, I mean, there was a point to that, you know, of him laying in that puddle. You know what I mean? So it was a point to it, you know.
Yeah, that's the same way he got in the country through the water. He died on the water.
No, he died in blood. You know what I mean? He died in blood. You know, nice. And Brian De Palma. Oh, check.
But he went out gunning.
Check me out though. Brian De Palma. You know who that is? Brian De Palma is the one who produced that film, directed that film, I think. No, he directed the film, not produced it.
Yeah.
But Brian De Palma, a great producer, by the way, because he produced many films like that too, which is dope. Yo, King of New York. Oh, King of New York. Oh, I forgot about that one. Yo, King of New York. Ooh.
That's a nice flick right there. The cast. It was a good flick.
A nigga beggar sold in the park. I want in. That's what he said.
Word.
Yo, Christopher Walken. Oof. Oh, boy. Lawrence Fishburne, too, was in that flick, too, man. If you know that.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne. Man, he's official, man. They all official. What you thought about Reservoir Dogs? Reservoir Dogs.
Yo, Mr. Pink, Mr. White, Mr. Blue. Oh, goddamn. Yo, that flick was amazing. Amazing.
It was ahead of its time.
Yeah, bro. Yo, I went searching for that flick, man. I'm gonna say, yo.
I'm surprised they haven't remade that shit.
Honest story right now. I saw that movie. I forgot where I saw it, but I saw it. But I'm like, okay, fine. So I went searching for that movie downtown all over the place. And I found it by Wall Street. And I found it in a music house on VHS, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
did you get the box or was it just
I just got that one. That was it. Why not? Fuck it. Why not? At the same time, I cop CDs and records too. And vinyls. So I said, yo, boom. You know what I'm saying? Boom. You know what I mean? So, yo, the movies, man, yo, the movies. What's wild is that, yo, those movies,
they bring you back. You can watch a movie, and you know, you can bring you back to the age you saw the movie, you know?
And that's cool. It's wild. At the same time is that, you know, nowadays, the kids have no ideas. They got no idea about shit, bro.
Fucking, you know, that I'm not gonna front your top five was
you know, but also you know? The Bronx Tale, because the Bronx Tale's main theme, well, I don't want to say main theme, but Robert De Niro kept telling Colangelo about Mickey Mantle. They don't pay your rent.
Nah, fact. There was a lot of lessons in the movie.
You know what I mean? But now look at baseball. Look at baseball right now. What's going on now in baseball? Baseball is not doing nothing, right? You got millionaires want to play baseball, but not want to play baseball. So what's going on here? So what's happening?
They're playing games right now because they know that the owners started not accepting their offers, so they started doing it to them. So it was like tit for tat, and then. Because think about it, they're arguing for 10 games. Get the product on the field. Let's go. Like, you got a chance to steal the spotlight from every other entity. You could be the first to start, you know what I mean? Because they technically is scheduled to start before them. It was like around the July 19th, 20 range, you know? NBA, I believe, was going to start like the 20-something, 27 or something like that. So, I don't know. They got a great opportunity to steal the show. But
bro, it's been it's been like 3 months, man.
Yeah, but they should have not did this through the public and through the media. They could have had this closed doors. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Kept saying no comment. Everybody having their own mind, going on Twitter and voicing their shit is making it stupid because they getting paid good money. To be crying over money right now, I agree. It's not right. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And so, like you said, they're fighting over 10 games.
They said 60. Now they want 70 games now.
MLB said, yo, 70. And the MLPA came back and said, nope, we don't want it. So now what do you want now? Okay, now what do you want?
65. Going to be in the middle. They're going to probably meet in the middle.
65. I mean, listen, we're coming up on the All-Star break. So I'm done with this right now. I'm done with this. Really?
Yes,
I'm done with it. Bro, I'm done with it. Now, the casual fan will be lost. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
No doubt about that.
So the casual fan is like, okay, I want to be here for the playoffs, and that's it. And then...
The only good
diehard fans
that could come out of this short season is that it gives everybody a chance at least start it. You know what I'm saying? If they could get back on the field, obviously the cellar dwellers they could probably make a push, but they're gonna bottom out. But there's a lot of good teams that, if health wise they stay, it could make it interesting down the stretch. You know?
I mean, we'll see, man. I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, listen, there are 30 franchises and MLB have combined value that runs in the neighborhood of $50 billion.
Damn.
And they aren't scraping up another $150 million. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying? That's Buster Olney. Buster Olney told me that. That's what I saw. That's, no doubt. That's no what doubt. I saw. You know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, come on, man. Come on. It's,
you're right,
it's
bro.
Wild
right
biz.
Now,
it's wild biz, man. It's wild biz.
See, but this is the problem, G. This pandemic, it showed that the true colors of the owners, how they feel towards the player, like they a worker, that's it. And the players are real seeing how the business is a cold world out here, B. You know, you got to get your money while you can, because these little games that they play back and forth, that's why next year's CBA is going to be, it's going to be big.
That's going to be horrible. That's horrible, man. That's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough because the players are going to come back with an iron fist, like I've said. They're going to come back really, 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 like with a Thanos hand, you know? It's going to have a Thanos hand on them, and they're going to just crush everything. They're going to crush everything.
Let me give you a scenario, G. Let's just say they start the season halfway through, going towards the end. Few key players. I'm not talking about average players. I'm Mike Trout, Stanton,
okay.
DeGrom, pop positive for COVID.
Oh,
what happens then? Does the show continue, or are they going to probably shut it down for a month?
Well, it's already started. It's already started, man. It's already started. You know, it's already started. You know, so, like, what do you do?
And the numbers ain't one or two. They're already in the tens and 12s. And you know what I mean? Like, it's spreading fast, man. The season hasn't started yet already. And these numbers are already popping. They already suspended all major league facilities. Because Florida right now, it's a crisis. That's how we were in March.
So yeah, you're right.
They in trouble over there. And I don't think they were prepared because they opened up pretty early. And mm-hmm. now you're seeing the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not over, y'all. Like, for the fans, you're like, y'all got to stay on point, man. Like,
no.
This is a long-term thing, man.
No, you're right, man. I mean, listen. This thing is not going away. You know, that's why Phillies is shut down. Arizona is shut down. Like I said before. So everything is not, you know, this whole thing is not going away.
Set in stone. It's not set in stone.
It's not going away.
You know, everything's
baseball is fucking done. It's done.
If they're not playing by July, there's no season.
Bro,
if they're not playing by July, there's no season, bro. When are you going to play in December?
What's today? June 20th, right? Come mm-hmm. on, man. Come on. We're done. That's it. We're done.
It's too much money to just say it's done. It's just going to be a short season. But if they're going to have hiccups, and are those hiccups going to delay the season, or the season continues like as is? They just get those players out, which could be a disaster. Just think about it. Angels are in it. They lose Trout down the stretch, bro. Come on. It could be any player, but I'm using him because he's like the star. You feel me?
Of course. I hear you. But what's going to happen is this. No one is going to do this. No one wants this. No players want this. They don't want to come to play. They don't want to come to play. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to come to play. You know? They don't want to come to play. They don't want this, man. They got to be in a bubble. They don't want that. Especially during a 50-game season. They don't want that. That's not good, man. That's not good. And as a fan, I don't want that either. I don't want it.
You know, right about now, they could play in softball uniforms. Just put the damn product on the damn field.
No,
you know
I'm
what
not,
I'm saying?
No,
let's
no,
go,
I'm not,
bro.
I'm not with that.
Once your team starts rolling, everything will be back.
No,
to
I don't want. I don't want guys just coming back to play and hang out and play and, you know, shag fly balls and all that stuff. I don't want that. Because guys only come back to play.
There's some players there that really do, but they outnumbered by the unions turning up to stay home.
And you're right.
You know there's some players that about it, they willing to play for free, but obviously those don't got a voice right now. We're talking about the stars right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the stars don't want it. The stars don't want this system being proposed to them. They don't want that. They don't want that.
My man,
they don't want that.
Listen,
they don't want it. They don't want it.
The reason why that's the bottom line. My man, that's you're right. But remember, we ain't got no cure. There's no vaccine for this. So till that is made, everything's gonna be iffy, man. Every season got a possibility of shutting down.
No, of course, anytime. Of course. You know? I agree.
Like I don't think NFL football is gonna be out the woods. They thinking everything's gonna be smooth sailing. They're gonna have a hiccup or two. You know, that happens. All the sports is gonna have. Pop and people are going to pop, and then that's the interesting thing: how that's going to play out. Are they just going to isolate the player and keep it moving, or they shut it down for 2 weeks for everybody? Because that's going to keep happening. They're never going to finish the season.
Well, you saw the proposed mask for football,
NFL.
Yeah, I've seen that, man. Yeah,
whoever is asthmatic is going to have a hard time breathing with that.
Yo, on a real, yeah. That was my first thought. My first thought was like, yo, how can guys breathe? You can't breathe.
It's tough to breathe. But you know, let's switch it to football real quick. Now that we just set the helmets, that's a nice little tease. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who do you think is better? Is it Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones?
Come on with that.
And the reason why I asked you that is because I had passed through a crew of people. It was like 20. They were social distancing. They were chilling. They were just having beers, arguing sports. Obviously, half with Jets, half with Giants fans. And it looked like, from my view, the Darnold fan base gave it to him. You know, they were calling him Daniel Jones, Butterfingers. Like, you know, he got issues and. What they don't know was Sam Darnold did the same shit his last year in college. He had like 30 fumbles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it could be fixed, but I just think they obviously need more body of work. You know, I just think right now Darnold is a little bit more polished because he's been playing a little longer.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, of course. But,
you know, Jones is a stud, but, you know, obviously when your team is horrible, his warts are going to show more, you know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, man. Yo. DJ.
Can't call him DJ yet. He hasn't earned that yet. G.
Yo.
Fuck that.
I call him that.
There's only one DJ in New York.
I call him that.
There's only one DJ in New York.
Who's that?
Oh, you don't even know. He's your own. You should,
tell me.
Do this podcast by myself, my nigga. Whoa. This is Gita, my nigga.
Yo,
he's
fuck
Gita.
He retired. Fuck Gita. He retired. Fuck him.
Short memory. But okay. I'm with you. I'm a Mets fan. I'm with that. Fuck him. So continue on. You were saying.
So you think Jones
is better than you making an argument for Jones? Tell me why.
Of course I am. Because why? Yo, his stats. Compare better than your man Darnold. Everything. Look at it. Go back at it. I'm not gonna say about
and
it.
That was basically playing with no line too. They were
no hard. Line. Engram was hurt. No receivers. Barkley was hurt. All that stuff.
And they had the wrong coach.
You know, he had all that bullshit to deal with. You know what I mean? So, he was by himself, basically. He was by himself. And he had all that stuff. You know what I mean? So, Daniel Jones will be a great quarterback. Not a great, a good quarterback.
Okay.
He'll be good.
Dude, you gotta obviously.
But with the defense, it don't matter. It don't matter what he does. The defense is where it matters, though, on the Giants side. You know what I mean? So, when you're talking about the Giants side, that's a whole different story. You know?
I got you.
You know what I mean? So, it's like, yo, whatever, man. You know? So.
Nah, but they got the right people in place right now. You know, they got a nice little new regime.
We hope so.
No, but, you know, let's see what happens. You know, they both got a chance to, I guess, take over New York. They both got a chance. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't even talk Knicks right now. They don't got no chance.
Yeah, Knicks is nobody around. Yeah.
Yo, gee, so freaking. You know what's crazy, too?
Since they traded Patrick Ewing, I am done with the Knicks.
I'm saying, but you know, if they start winning, you know, you pull out that Knicks jacket, start sitting next to Spike Lee real quick.
Yo, Rod Strickland too, man. Rod Strickland, that's my man. That's the best point guard we ever had. Either him or Mark Jackson. That's all. Wow. That's it.
That's strong.
And I'm going back. I'm going back. I'm showing my age, bro. So it was good with it. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you about to retire, but you got your ARP car yet?
I'm good money. Don't worry about me.
You heard?
Don't lose the debate with me, bro.
Yo, we got money. This episode is brought to you by Bobby Talking Ish. Obviously, anchor.fm is where it's at. That's where we're going to have the music with this episode. So please tune in, give it a listen. Hopefully, y'all enjoy it. We got all the other podcast sites too. Y'all can check us out. Whatever y'all feel is cool. So, yo, what's good, man? What's good? Talk to me. What's popping?
That's it, man. Better wrap it up, man. You know,
what's up with the store? We're not gonna have that segment.
Oh,
you forgot about the segment, bro.
There it is. You tell me. That's your story, bro. That's your story.
Oh my god, this is the fucking weird ass crazy story segment part.
Segment of the night.
Yo, I am mad hood when it comes to these stories. My man Bob Beto gives you like a beautiful breakdown. I'm gonna just tell you short and sweet. It was a young lady. I'm gonna keep it anonymous because I ain't trying to give no props to nobody, you know what I'm saying? But this is how it went down. She, with the pandemic, you know, lost her job. So she started her OnlyFans site and she's making $100K a month. Ask me how. And I know the first thing the fans are thinking is sexual shit, but this shit is wild. It's not sexual. In fact, she's basically selling her used underwear. Obviously, she probably do her naked shit. She probably do her drip, because I got to keep it. You know, I respect my women, and I got a lot of women that listen to me, so I got to be respectful. But, you know, she sell her undergarments used to people, and, yo, she make $100K a month, B. Where the fuck do I sign up? Because I could give shitty draws, G, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro,
yo,
is that shit
tell
wild
a story
or what, bro?
Tell a story. What happened? What she did? What happened?
Bro, she's basically selling her drawers, B, like, to people, and, yo, she's making buku. She's not even having sex with nobody. She's half nude. She ain't even butt-ass nigga like that. And she got heavy clientele, over $100K a month. Gee, she's been doing this shit for the last 6 months, B. So she, you know, I ain't knocking nobody how they make their money, you know. I was just thought it was a weird story because how the hell do you feel about undergarments that are used and you buy them? Like, what the fuck you do with that? I know there's fetishes that are around the world. I don't co-sign none of that shit, so I maybe don't understand. I didn't even know there was a market for that shit. But, yo, obviously, I got to get tuned in, B, because that shit is wild. What you think about that shit?
And that's Goddamn. That's shit. That's pretty wild, man. I mean, listen. You want some of my jock strap? You want some of my jock? Yo, you want my cup? I got my cup for y'all. All right.
Yo, you won't even get that shit. You won't even get 50 cents for that.
But that shit is wild, bro. That shit is wild.
But she's a pretty face. She's sexy.
But how does that happen?
That's how it works, bro.
How does that happen?
It won't work for us. We start our OnlyFans. We go in the red quick,
bro. But it goes. Ain't nobody. It goes to show you how people are fucked up in their mind, bro. People are fucked up in their minds. That's it. People are fucked up in their mind. That's it. I mean, what can I tell you? It's a horrible fucking situation, but it is what it is. And good for her. If she wants to sell stinky panties, if her
she lives in the UK. You know, this is not somebody in the States. You know, I don't know.
Listen, fuck around.
This is probably a thing. I just don't know, man. You know, I don't know how. That lifestyle. So, but I just thought the story was interesting. Cause can you think about it? If you know somebody that's doing that, would you look at her different, or you just look at her like that's her job?
No,
you
know what I'm saying? No. All the stories come from over there. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. Hey, yo, peace of UK. Peace of UK.
Peace of UK.
Word. You know what I mean, peace of UK, that's, man. You know, on the real.
Love is love, B. Yeah, we got love up. For everybody. B.
If y'all want to do that, make your money. Y'all want to do that? That's cool. That's cool with us. That's cool, Bobby Sokolish, man. That's cool with us.
Yo, but the shit is, I'm not going to front. Like, yo, that shit, you know, there's markets. That's just to show you. There's a market for everything, B. You know, it's just.
Of course there is.
You got to get in there. You got to get in there and search. And that's, you know, it gets crazy in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's probably people that buy socks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Forget it.
She sells socks, too. She sells socks, too.
That stink. Socks. That
said,
stink.
She says she sells the most that she sells is those workout suits when she come off the gym. With sweat, smelling like ass cheeks, butt funk. And people got a fetish for that shit.
You see, the problem is that people have a fetish for a sack of assholes. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, okay.
Nah.
If that's you, that's cool. That's cool. You want to do it? That's fine with me. Fine with me. But, same time, just know that you guys are fucking weird. Just know that. That's fine.
Nah. Listen.
Know that.
To each his own.
Of course it is.
You know.
Of course it is.
You know, we want everybody to listen to our podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course it is. I ain't trying to push somebody out.
If he want to spend his money on that, that's on him. You know what I mean? But I won't label him or categorize nobody. That's whatever. That's his problem. But I just thought it was interesting. Thought the fans will find it interesting.
That is a crazy story. That is a crazy fucking story. That is.
Dude. Because, obviously, Shorty's hot. You know what I mean? She's really pretty, you know, so it's going to help her 100%.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, for the guys, you got to get creative, you know? Because there's guys getting it too, man. They're getting it because there was a story out that a guy was also getting, like, not 100K. He was getting, like, 40K, and he was just oiling up, flexing. Like, he wasn't even taking off his clothes. He was a diesel dude, like one of the bodybuilders. So there's a market for everything, man. You know, it's just, I mean, think about it. A lot of people were caught up home in a pandemic in front of a computer with money. You'd be surprised at shit they bought. They bought the plastic dolls and all that.
Well, you know? I think it was before the pandemic, man. All this shit happened before the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That
fetish
like,
is way before, but it just got enhanced through the pandemic because they're in front of a computer now more.
Now it's a monster. Now it's a monster.
On steroids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now it's a monster.
On steroids, you know what I'm saying? Now that I said steroids, B, I don't even want... I know we're coming to an end soon, but y'all, this was on my mind, B. In the Hall of Fame, all these people, why the smart people, they got Harvard degrees, all that shit. Why the fuck can they have a steroid section in the Hall of Fame, yo?
Well, I mean,
there's a lot of steroid players deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, man. But before they all get in, obviously, we all know P. Rose, she going first, but that's a whole different story. But why it's not a fucking steroid section in the Hall of Fame? Like, they could generate way more bread, yo. Ain't this about money? Everything's about money.
Well, my thing is, too, my thing, there should be a code.
Not everybody hates steroids. No. Some people co-sign that shit. They live off that shit.
Well, listen, my whole thing is this, is that the entire... There should be a corridor just on steroids.
Yeah, right? like a plaque and a room.
No.
There's a lot
just
of them.
Just a hallway.
There's a lot of
just a hallway. A hallway down that has Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens,
A-Rod.
Sammy Sosa, A-Rod, Mark McGuire, all them guys. There's just should be an entire hallway just on to themselves, and that was it, and that's it.
But they still, man.
But put them in the Hall of Fame.
How much money Major League Baseball made? They saved steroids, saved baseball.
I mean, listen, man.
They don't want to co-sign that because it's not a good look. But
the owners, check me out for 1 second. The owners, and MLPA. They knew what was going on. They knew all about that shit, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
And as a matter of fact, you know what? Just because Father's Day weekend, we're going to give you guys a little more extra.
Bonus.
You know what I'm saying? It's bonus right now.
Segment.
You know what I mean? Because it's Father's Day, man. So, you know, so
it's all pastime.
Peace and love. So what I'm saying is this. Is that there should be a hole? There should be a hole in Cooperstown for them guys. Barry Bonds, like we said, I ain't gonna repeat it.
Yeah, but you know who they are.
All right, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, Jason Giambi, all them guys, man. They all should be there. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, all should be
now, there. Now that you said all that shit, now I'm gonna throw you a curveball because that's just how my mind thinks.
I had a pump.
I know.
What's good?
So,
what's good?
What you think about Big Poppy? What Hall of Fame he going in? The steroid section or the regular one? And no disrespect, I love Big Poppy. I'm glad that he recovered from that shooting about a year ago.
Of course,
he's doing good. God bless him. And, you know, of course. But I'm just thinking out the box, and maybe the fans thought the same thing. Like, you know, because he never popped for no tests. Even though that Mitchell report in 2003 or 4 was supposed to stay anonymous, but his name allegedly was in there. There was a lot of guys in there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a whole show on shit one day because the list is so fucking long. We'll need two shows for that shit. But I'm not glorifying it. I'm just saying, you know, the Hall of Fame, you know, these guys put the numbers, even though you know, it helped baseball at the time. Like, why they ain't trying to throw these guys? I know they don't want to throw them a bone, but I think one thing they should do, they got to start checking these guys. Always be having budgets, you know what I'm saying? You got to, I think every few years they should switch it, man. Start getting young riders, like new, you know, like they never seen them. Because if you get a neutral person and you stay numbers, they probably going to look at it different than a guy that actually was witnessed through the fucking steroid shit. Because think about it, that shit was what, like, years ago? About 30 years ago. Yeah, because what, we in 2020, bro. That shit was a little bit more, about 40 years ago, like in the 95. Shit started to pop. So what's that?
Right,
maybe
yeah.
Before.
You're right, yeah.
Got crazy. Yeah. All right, so since then to now, guys, to prove the numbers that they did clean is hard, but they should have a steroid section so their numbers could get explained because never going to go away. They're going to always Google the person and find out what it is.
Yeah,
but,
yeah right,
but,
of course.
But like a guy like Barry Bonds, come on, man. He's number one, even though, you know, obviously with the numbers, with the steroids, I don't give a shit about that. He's still number one. Old school, 19 dudes, you know, they ain't trying to Hank Aaron still to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it's It's a hard story, man. It's a hard story.
You know, I was just thinking. I was thinking.
What we're gonna do? Like, it's a hard story.
Out the box. You know, I'm not saying.
But that's fine. That's cool, man.
Baseball's gonna do that, but you know, I just thought maybe one of the fans was thinking the same shit. They do that. You know, the money they'll benefit because a lot of people will go to Cooper's to see day plaques and to read their story. You know what I mean? Not everybody thought steroids was all bad. You know what I'm saying? So you still got to have the eye coordination. You know what I mean? You could take steroids. I know people that took steroids and they will get a lick. They ain't going nowhere. In a physique. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, word. Yeah, I hear you.
You know,
you heard it first, man. Yo, Ish from Bobby Talking Ish podcast said it first, man. Put them all in the Hall of Fame.
Put them in the Hall of Fame, man. You know what I'm saying? Because now, the names that are going in, come on, man. The numbers are getting less. Now 500 is not the number no more. Now guys are getting in with four, I mean, three and change, like four and a quarter. The number, man. 500, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Agree
or not?
I hear you. I mean, listen, this point in time, I think it's about time because everyone and their mother was on steroids at that point in time.
That's right.
So put them in.
And it was not only offense, it was pitchers too. Everybody.
Put them all in. I mean, why not? It's still baseball.
And you know.
My thing is, they allowed it to happen. That's my thing. They allowed it to happen.
But yo, you allowed it to happen.
So that's what it is. You allowed it to happen.
Canseco started to spill beans. He started to let people know early on. And then Maguire got caught with that Andro in his fucking locker when they were filming. And
because of Canseco.
Not the investigation, but they started to watch him more. And they let him break the record. And then they said they'll get him later because, you know, when they all got caught to Capitol Hill, that shit was a joke, bro. Like, the way they did that shit, like, that shit was a joke.
Yo, Rafael Palmeiro was the worst. He was the worst, man. He was the worst, you know? He was the worst.
Yo.
Pointing fingers.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Like, yo, if you did it, man, and just say you did it, man. You know what I mean? People will forgive you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you keep denying it, like, that's why I don't want to fall off topic. It's Father's Day, and, you know, baseball is the national pastime. That's why Pete Rose, they stalling with him because he did not. And then he gave in a few years ago, but he should have just told him from jump. You know what I'm saying? They're going to wait till he dies, man. Sorry to say.
You know what?
Wait till my man dies, son.
Took the words out of my mouth, man.
Philly baseball is going to do him dirty. They don't want him up there to have a speech, man.
Let me say something like this, man. Yo, P. Rose is a fucking asshole. He's an asshole. He is not the type of guy you want around your family. But he's
see, not everybody thinks.
But
like that,
he's the greatest. No, that's what MLB thinks about him.
Gotcha.
MLB thinks about him as an asshole. He's that guy. He's just a blasphemous. That type of guy, you know, boisterous, you know, whatever it is, and you know, just loud mouth and whatever it is, but. He's the greatest hitter of all time.
The numbers speak for themselves, man.
Yeah, man.
That's all that should matter.
Put him in the fame. Right or wrong?
The Hall of Fame does not say great citizen. It's about the production you accumulated in your
career. Right.
He's number one, and he's not in there. You know what I'm saying? And the funny shit, you want to know a funny story? He's there every year. He's always up there. He parks. He has a table. And he before you go to Cooperstown, block next to it, he's always sitting there, and he always got a line. And he charged like $100 for a flick. and a picture and a signature and shit. And he got a Soul Train. So, and that's why Major League won't let him in, because he's sticking it to their face. He's making money off of shit. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to wait. They're going to wait till he passes, and you're going to see how fast he gets in there. Unfortunately, you know?
He's going to be a posthumous Hall of Famer. That's what happens. A posthumous Hall of Famer.
You know,
which is wrong.
Because think about it. We are gambling. It's the next move, bro. That's where the money's at. Everybody gambles.
Why It's been here.
It's never left. Yeah, it's been here. It's been Why not capitalize off it? You feel me? Stop acting like shit is fucking not happening. That's why you see way more like DraftKings, all these other shits. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, bro. I mean, listen. That's our next episode.
That's a little, you know what I'm saying?
Next episode.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing with this podcast. Once the seasons, all these seasons pop, yo, our numbers game.
Hopefully it does.
It's going to, factory.
Yeah.
Our numbers generate you guys some money, because you'll be generating us some money. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we can help people. You know what I'm saying? It's all fun and games, sports. It goes. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but it's just a thrill of having some, you know, to watch and bet. That's what sports needs to come back. Just that thrill, you know? People, that's like they drug, you know what I'm saying?
What up, man? So that being said, Ish, man, tell them who we are, man.
Yo, we are Bobby talking Ish. I appreciate everybody that's tuning in, that's been from day one, you know? This fourth episode makes a month. Me and my boy Beto, my brother, been doing this. Hopefully, you're enjoying it. You know, we're going to keep this going. You know, just tune in. We on IG, Facebook, Twitter. You know, you can leave comments. You can leave messages. If anything we touched on, you disagree on, you can ask. You could just.
The fuck is that?
Aside, that did it. So.
Sorry, man. Yeah, I got a buck. I'm outside right now. I'm outside. Fucking bugs in my arms, man.
Better watch it. Yeah. It's not that killer hornet. Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Nah, yeah, what up, man?
Nah, man, but, you know, this is coming to a close. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, you know what I'm saying? Handling is, you know, enjoy the weekend. Everybody be safe, you know. You know, follow the guidelines. Make sure you got your masks, your hand sanitizers and all that. Dude, keep washing your hands. Cause the shit ain't over. You know, we got to try to keep weather the storm. With that, I'm going to throw it to Beto so he can conclude this episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, man. You know, got, you know, all listeners, man, thank you for checking in. Just want to say, you know, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. You know, thank you for checking in. Obviously, thank you for checking in. Tune in next week. We're always here. We ain't going nowhere.
You heard. Hopefully, you know, hit subscribe, like, follow. You know what I mean? We got to keep this wave going, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So, hey, young world. So, that's what it is, man. Ish, man. Peace out, brother. I'll see you next time.
Happy Father's Day, homie. You know, happy Father's Day. You know,
yeah, same to you, bro.
I love you, G. Be safe. Enjoy it, you know. And
same to you, bro. And all the people out there.
You know what I mean?
Yo, be on the lookout. We ain't going nowhere. All right?
Peace and blessings.
All right, later.